Welcome back to another year of the Silver and Black Show. This week, Jim Plunkett and I break down the 2017 season. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, we take a look back at the journey of Oakland's own Marshawn Lynch. Plus, head coach Jack Del Rio sits down with Chris Townsend to preview the upcoming matchup against the Titans. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Blessed and honored to be sitting here today. I dreamed of this day when I was a little kid. I just wanted to be a Raider. It's more than just a team to me. It's more than just that. It's family.
Welcome to season number 19 of the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, as always, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, a lot of excitement as we gear up for the season. Before we get to a season preview, though, let's look at the offseason, because the Raiders took care of some business. Locked in their quarterback, Derek Carr, gave him a five-year extension worth $125 million. You've been in that position a couple times coming off of the Super Bowls. Looking at Derek, with your own experiences, how do you think his mindset has changed?
Well, I've been in that position before, but without the $125 million. But I think it shows, you know, that they're willing to sign him for long term. It provides a lot of continuity for the Raiders in these next years coming up. He's had some great seasons. He's a Pro Bowl guy. And, he really is a leader of this football team.
A high-powered offense he is leading this season, and obviously they have a new pickup in Marshawn Lynch. Before we get to Marshawn, what is one area that this high-octane offense can improve upon?
Well, I think it's the running game. Make it stronger. It'll improve Derek Carr's game as well, as long as you have those linebackers cheating up, the defensive backs cheating up. To try and stop the run, it makes for a better offensive unit.
And, Jim, there's a lot of depth at the running back position. You have DeAndre Washington, Jalen Richard, and, of course, Beast Mode. And he leads us to our first headline, Lynch Comes Home. Marshawn Lynch returns to his hometown after spending the last 14 years becoming one of the best running backs football has ever seen, logging five Pro Bowls and winning a Super Bowl with the Seahawks in 2013. Jim, we talked about this offense. How can Marshawn take it to the next level?
Well, I think he's a pounder. He's a tough guy. He's hard to bring down. He breaks tackles. He softens up that defense for the quicker guys in DeAndre Washington and Jalen as well to get that quickness through the line. But I think he beats up the defensive a little bit, makes them a little bit softer. As the game wears on, he wears them out, and then there's the quicker guys can come in and come up with some of the big, longer runs. And then he's also very important at the end of the game when you need to hold on to the ball, pick up first downs. Lynch is the guy to go to.
Our second headline, we focus on the other side of the ball. Don't get defensive. There was no hiding the struggles on the defensive side of the ball last year for the Raiders. They were ranked 23rd against the run, 24th against the pass. Now, 10 of their last 16 draft picks have been on the defensive side of the ball. So there's still a lot of room for growth. If you were facing this Raiders defense, which area would you exploit?
Well, defensive secondary, getting up a lot of yards in crucial situations. That's one of the places that I would attack. I think the Raiders are pretty good against the run. They need to get better. But, you know, I would go after that secondary. Make them stop me until I can't.
Now let's look at the game this week, Music City matchup. The Raiders open on the road in Tennessee for week one. They've played the Titans the last 2 years and have won both meetings in late game fashion. Jim, we'll talk more in depth about the matchup later in the show, but how important is it for this team to get a win on the road week one?
Well, coming off of last year and starting a new season, I think they're confident. They're looking forward to having a great season. And this is a great way to get it started. It'll pump them up. It'll get them excited. And that's the way you want to start a season. Show what you can do offensively. See how much the defense has improved, which will make a big difference in the overall scheme of things as the season progresses. But, you know, they're looking forward to that first victory in Tennessee right off the bat.
Don't go anywhere. There's still a lot more to come here on the first episode of the 2017 season. You're watching the Silver and Black Show.
You know, once they get here, it doesn't really matter how they got here. We're going to let these guys compete. We're looking for men that are locked in, doing the right things, and guys that can help us win. And you're going to get what you earn. You're going to earn your way, and nothing is going to be given to any of these young men. So regardless of how you got here, you've got a shot.
Since day one, Coach Del Rio has preached that message. Doesn't matter what your paycheck is or where you've come from, it's your hard work and dedication that will earn you a spot, and the best 53 will be chosen. The Raiders adopted that mindset and earned a 12-4 record last season. This season, they hope to earn a whole lot more.
Well, we're back for another season here, Coach, Silver and Black Show, and I think you got to be fired up. We got opening day this Sunday in Tennessee.
Opening day. That has to get your juices flowing. I mean, it's an exciting time of year. Everybody starts 0-0 with an opportunity. We're so fired up for it.
And I think about the offseason, so good for you. What an honor to get the contract extension. 7-9, 12-4, and this organization says, you know what, let's rip it up and do a new one because you mean so much to this organization.
It was a nice gesture, nice to have it behind us. And really right now it's all about our team and going forward and winning games.
And you think about last year's season opener, how wild that was, and the gutsy call by you in New Orleans. What was, going back, that really springboarded the season, but what was that like for you after you made that call, put it in your players' hands, and in the locker room? I mean, there had to be just that trust, that love that comes together with a head coach and his team.
Yeah, it was the ultimate gratification when you put in all the hard work and then you talk about different situations you want to play well in, and then boom, there it is, and all the things you worked on, you execute, you make it happen, you come out with a big win. So it was really very uplifting for us.
And speaking of your offseason, Marshawn Lynch being added, and my God, what he has done so far for this city all these years, but for this football team, what are your expectations of him this year at this age?
For Marshawn, we're going to see. Nobody really knows, you know. I think, you know, he's a guy that's in great shape. I think you're going to see him express himself. I think he's fired up to be here playing for the Oakland Raiders. He loves the city of Oakland. He loves the Raiders. He's got an opportunity to produce in front of his fans and his people. And we're excited to take a look at him.
And I just think in the running game, his ability to break the tackles, move the chains, yeah. That just kind of gives you an
physicality.
Element.
Physicality. That's where beast mode comes from.
And that's what you want to be.
I love it. It fits right in with our big physical offensive line.
And then you have the new offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, along with your quarterback, Derek Carr, who had just such an unbelievable year. What can he improve on? How can he get better on such a good year that
he
had last
year?
Well,
a lot of things. You know, starting the game under control. You know, continuing to manage situations. Just developing overall as a quarterback. I mean, he's a young player. You know, everybody, you know, he's 3 years in the league. He's got a lot of growth in front of him, or 3 years with us. I think the great message coming out of camp for us is that Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, these guys are talking about how they're not satisfied with where they are. They want more. That's really good for our football team to understand. We need more. We want more. And we've got a lot of work and a lot of growth in front of us.
And it's going to be an interesting start to the season. The Tennessee Titans, you've played them a lot. This will be the third straight season that you play them, so you guys know each other.
We do, almost like a divisional opponent. You're playing them every year, going to their place every year, but it's a really good football team. We understand that. They've got big, strong backs, big offensive line, good active defense with Dick LeBeau. A couple special teams guys that we had last year that are now on their team that we know are good players. So they've got a good group, and we're going to need to be ready to go.
You know, we talk so much about everybody's in shotgun and everybody wants to throw the football, but they want a smash mouth. They call it exotic smash mouth football with Murray and Henry. They like to run the football. It's a big challenge for your defense.
Yes, yeah, it is. They're physical. They run it well. You know, we'll need to adjust to the different shifts and motions and be able to fit it and tackle it.
And then, Dick, you mentioned Dick LeBeau, the legend Dick LeBeau, the Hall of Famer, still going his third year. They got a really good front seven, and that's going to be a very good challenge for what we think is going to be one of the most historic offenses in Raiders history.
He's a Hall of Fame player and coach, and he's one of the game's great. So we're obviously geared up for that and looking forward to the challenge.
Well, Coach, week one is upon us. It's going to be just another great season here on the Silver and Black Show. And looking forward to see the outcome and then talking to you next week and throughout the entire season. Great expectations for this franchise, but I know that's exactly how you want it.
Well, to me, you know, we set high standards. So it's not we're not worried about anybody else's standards. If other people start to think that we're pretty good, that's okay. It doesn't really impact us. As a football team, we know there's a lot of work, a lot of challenges, and we're focused on the work.
Good luck in week one.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we got Lincoln Kennedy back to the chalkboard. Going to be breaking down Marshawn Lynch right here on the Silver and Black Show.
Good morning, class. Professor Kennedy here with this year's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Happy 2017. Are you excited as I am about number 24, Marshawn Lynch, also known as Beast Mode? Let me tell you, what he was able to do in the past, he was able to make people miss. He was able to run over people. And he promotes a great addition to this offense. With this offensive line, the ability to run between the tackles and punish people who try to bring him down, I thought we'd just take a look back at what he's done in the past to see what he's going to be able to do with us in the future. Let's take a look at this first play. This is a simple isolation play. What's going to happen here? Fullback has Will Linebacker. These two have those two. These two have these two. And ideally, these two would block up these two. Middle linebacker makes contact in the hole. Ordinarily, a normal back would go down. But Marshawn Lynch is able to make a 22-yard gain out of punishing people. It's not all about the power all the time. Marshawn Lynch also has great vision and patience for a veteran running back. This entire element, this entire package that he brings to this offense is going to provide so many new opportunities for these guys up front to exploit defenses that we're going to see this year. If we freeze it right here, Marshawn's got the ball. The New York Giants have played it pretty well. They've got penetration here, penetration here. There's no hole. But Marshawn being a veteran running back and taking his time, which I spoke on his patience, gives it a little moment before he breaks through this hole and makes a 14-yard run out of what seems to be nothing. Look at the patience. When you combine that with the power that he possesses, he's difficult to bring down. Even after the linebacker makes contact, he still gets another 3-4 yards out of the run. Raider fans, get excited. This young man brings a different element to this game that hasn't been around for quite some time. 2017 appears to be a very good year for this Raiders offense. With the addition of Beast Mode, you've got a power back that runs between the tackles effectively, efficiently, and he promotes this offense in a way that we have not seen in quite some years. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. We'll see you next week.
Powerful for his size, the speed. I mean, he just makes some plays that you think he's out of it. You've blocked him, and all of a sudden you see a strip sack fumble by him. You can't let him to the whistle blows. You got to have somebody on him.
I think he's a great player. I think it showed last season. You know, I've played him a couple times. I played him in college, so I've got to know him a little bit. And guy's a great competitor. Makes all the throws. Makes it look easy. And I think he's one of the better throws in the league.
Tennessee coming off its first winning season in 5 years. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. You look at this Tennessee team, and it's very similar trajectory to the Raiders. They have a young quarterback that has progressed. He's entering his third season. When you look at the high expectations of Marcus Mariota, what do you see from this quarterback in his third season?
Well, I see a lot of Derek Carr in him. He's completely in charge of what's going on out there. Statistically, very similar to Derek's. I think the one advantage that Marcus has is he can run. He can run like a deer, and he gets you in trouble. Although you think you have him sacked, he gets out of trouble, picks up a first down, and that can hurt you. So you got to be careful not let him get out of the pocket.
Well, one of the advantages Marcus Mariota has is one of the best tight ends in the league, and we know that's been the kryptonite for the Raiders' defense. They did draft some young guys, but looking at Delanie, how do you stop him or at least slow him down? What's some strategies you can employ?
Well, I think you bang him around at the line of scrimmage, not let him get across the field, which makes it difficult for the safety or linebacker who's covering because they have to chase him from behind. So you got to pop him a little bit, not let him get across the field as quickly where he can hurt you all because they clear out one side. He comes underneath. It's wide open for the tight end, and that's one of the things that Delanie Walker does well.
Another good matchup to watch this week will be on the ground. The Titans had the second-best rush defense last season. We now have Marshawn Lynch in addition to that offensive line. How important is it to establish a run game early on?
Extremely important, I think. Being able to run the ball will not only help keep the ball away from them, but it'll set up the run-pass option. You know, fake the run, look for somebody deep because they have to come up and stop the run. So I think that'll be crucial to be able to run the ball against these guys. Running the ball is always crucial in any game.
As we close out the show, it's that time, Jim, for Plunkett's Pick of the Week. You choose one area for the Raiders to focus on so they can secure a win.
Well, I think like the last 2 years, it's going to be a very close and tight football game, but I think the Raiders have to slow down the Tennessee Titans running game, and that will help them win this football game come Sunday.
Well, that's going to do it for our first episode of the Silver and Black Show. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, and everybody at Silver and Black Productions, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Thanks for watching.